At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A, which we will lead out with the solution to last week's mystery problem. Where did this T-shirt appear from? This is the T-shirt that randomly Lee says you got. That box is for you. Oh, is it? So I've opened this box. There's Canva on the box. It's got this T-shirt on it. It says Peter Courier Driver, contemporary reference for the 18 to 24-year-olds. Take care, take money. I'm rolling it up like a TV screen, haven't I? I probably should have known the answer, but so the introduction, Shane Harley says, another couple of questions regarding the mystery T-shirt. Did it arrive at home or work? Well, it arrived at my home. My home is my work. That's where I'm based, like, you know. How did they get your address? Take care, take money. I thought, I don't know. I thought, that's an interesting question, Shane. I'm surprised I didn't ask that myself. And then the solution came through. Nick at London Creative, who's my mate, I've known him since I was doing the markets years and years and years ago. He used to be a photographer. And we bumped in and we started chatting. Says, you're welcome. He says, you say 18 to 24-year-olds, so I did it. No, I don't. I say contemporary reference for the 18 to 25-year-olds there. Because I nicked it from Sean Keaveney on Radio 6. Burr 6 Music. But now I've got to work out whether I've either got to change my phrase to contemporary reference to the 18 to 24-year-olds, which A, would make it mine, and B, match the T-shirt, or B, go with the original phrase. I haven't made my mind up on that one. It's not. It's a first world problem. It's not even a problem. It's just a thing. And I will make my mind up as time goes by. And he says, and I like the quote. I think it's funny, and I say it now with reference to you. The take care, take money was too obvious. Okay, I get that. I like a bit obscure. That's cool. That's lovely. I'm sure we've got various different obscure phrases which I use all the time, probably some of which I'm not even aware of. If anyone wants to send me a free T-shirt with a phrase on it, double extra large. I like pies. I didn't want to make it too easy. He said, you can make your own one on Canva. I can make my version. I could. I thought I might do one with a big sort of. No, I won't. I can't be bothered. And I thought you'd clock it was me. Also, I thought you'd have my name on the box for a receipt or something. Absolutely nothing. Came through as a complete mystery. Just wanted to see if you'd guess. No, I failed. Totally failed. There you go. I won't be giving up the career driving as a career for a detective. Which I don't think I was about to do anyway, to be honest with you. But I'd like to say thanks very much, Nick. And I'll do him a link. He's got his own channel out there. He does vlogs and stuff like that around London. He's done like a travel vlog and stuff like that. If anyone's interested, everyone loves a subscriber. You know, he's a nice guy. He's a bit of a wild and crazy channel, I'll grant you. But then I know a lot of wild and crazy people, and I'm very lucky like that. So if it's your scene, give him a thumbs up, give him a subscribe, and even leave a comment saying, like a T-shirt. There you go. So this week's video was on printers. Is it worth having a thermal printer or a printer in a van so that when the job comes through, you can print off the customer's paperwork, which means you don't have to maybe. I thought about a couple of things afterwards. You write out a generic POD because you haven't got the right paperwork. Then the job comes through and they say, we're not paying because you haven't got the right paperwork. If you've got the printer, you say, right, okay, I'm beginning to wonder. A little bit of my mate old simple Brian said a little bit less haste, more speed, or is it more speed, less haste? I always get confused. I think it's the other way around. It's just a little bit more time looking at the job before you just fly to the destination to make sure that the postcode matches the address and everything's right and you won't go 10 miles out your way because something was wrong. And a little more time just ringing them up, going, right, I've got no paperwork with this. And I'm thinking, you know, if you get loaded, is it worth turning around going, right, ringing the shipper? I mean, I would drive anyone mad, but go, right, I've been loaded. They haven't given me any paperwork. Are you okay with me making my own blank paperwork? The ball ache is if they turn around and say no, you've got to sit there for 20 minutes to wait for the paperwork, and they ain't going to pay more waiting time. But if you don't, and the job's finished, you go for all that time, hand in your paperwork, they go, that's not good enough, I'm not taking that. I once drove all the way down to Exeter, and I delivered to a Lidl's, but I didn't get the right stamp on the right paperwork, they didn't pay. So I basically drove all the way from like Aylesbury to Exeter, overnighted, dropped it in the morning, the job was worth nearly a monkey, and no money. So sort of like, and the other thing I thought about doing is when you finish a job, is it worth going, just to let you know, job's all finished, invoices created, PODs have been uploaded. Just, is there any other requests you've got? Do you need hard copy paperwork? Do you need hard copy invoices? Do you need hard copy of the PODs? Because a lot of the time you'll get the 60 days and you're going, where's my money? And they go, haven't received the original POD in the post. Well, you didn't tell me you needed that, did you really? It's delaying tactics. But if you ring them when you finish the job saying, do you require original PODs in the post? No. What's your name, sir? My name's Barry. Right, Barry, I'm just going to write that one down. And when they say no, 60 days ago, I spoke to Barry Smith and he told me you didn't need it. So don't give me that. Cough up. Oh, just a thought. I don't know. Will it work? Will it won't? Does anybody do that system? Let's put it on the Q&A. This is what it's for. Yeah. So where was we? Completely lost my thread now. Thermal printers. Right, yes, that's it. Thermal printers. Right, so I've just witted on. I haven't bothered speaking about anybody. Steve Bradley says, had a thermal printer for years. And he says, hang on a second. Well, at the end as well. I think your comment's in there twice now, Steve. No, Steve Bradley. He says, you might know, had a thermal printer for years. And he said, you make a video about it out. I'll be honest with you, Steve. I have been phoning it in a bit lately. Yeah, the videos that I've been putting out there have been a bit lackadaisical. I haven't bothered to edit any of the Life on the Road videos. I've kind of been a bit busy with the firm, but I'm going to do some more Life on the Road videos. I've got the bank holiday weekend, so I'm going to crack on with that one and expect a very big change soon. Things are on the cusp, I believe, so watch your space. Godzilla says, can't ever see you getting a return on investment based on jobs listed requesting a printer. He said, something else to get nicked in a van. That's a good point. Extra weight with a leisure battery and another level of complication. Also a good point. Pop round to the local library would now fix at least 50% of the issues you'd have thought of. You can log in. When I started a million years ago, I didn't even have like a printer and all that kind of stuff. I hated them. They didn't work. And I used to go down to the library every week and print out my PODs. I've gone back a long way. When I started in a Luton van a million years ago, I would go down, it would be a thing. I'd go to the gym and I'd go to the library at the same time, print off my POD, staple it together, put the envelopes in. So I did have to rent the house. You know, I could do, but now I've got a little office upstairs, it's fine. He said, it just seems an extra expense, unlikely reward for the trouble. He said, but while waiting for a job, it's, I suppose you could process your invoices. Another thing I thought of is also extra space. You've got the printer and you've got the leisure battery, and they're bound to be sitting in the footwell of the passenger seat of the van, aren't they, really? And as my mate Andy, who's one of the drivers on the firm, turned around and said, he said, one of my pet hates is things in footwells. And it's like, yeah, you can see it, can't you? The footwell, that's got your little thermos camper stove in it. That's got your big double 20 litre of AdBlue, or, you know, 10 litre of AdBlue, or something like that. You fill your footwell full of rubbish, it's got some straps in it. And all the time when you're driving, you're looking down on it. It's not very French way. It's all, here I am, but it's just been nice to have everything all tucked away. And he's right, that's another thing to be sort of very sort of, not very French way, what the phrase for that is, I don't know. He said, the good chance of getting a tiny amount of jobs requesting a printer and repeat bookings to be strong. I suppose, also, you know, if they know that you've got a printer and you're in the area, they might ring you. I think it's just one of these things. Do you want to be Four Silver? Do you want to be High Amp? Do you want to be ADR? Do you want to have a fridge? You're going to win an extra 1 in 20. But is it worth the grief? Maybe 4s if you can go through it. My mate Daniel Grimber, Superhero Transport Manager, said it was worth doing. He said it's a lot of boxes to tick, but when you got it, like, you know. And as for ADR, maybe ADR 9. Because if you can carry batteries, you don't. It's not exactly sort of, you're not carrying sort of acid, are you? You're not saying, it's not like you're carrying the same from Alien. And you do get extra money on the jobs, but to me, I don't know. Still finding my way forward. As usual, I'm sure your thoughts are much stronger than mine. Neptune Courier says, thermal paper is approximately 7p a sheet, printer 150 quid. He said, I've had one in the van for a year now, not sure I've had my money back yet. So there you go. By the way, I've got to have a chat. I haven't never spoken to Neptune Courier for ages. I've got to ring him, so it's getting on. But I have got work and I would have not otherwise have got. So better than sitting there with your thumb up your naked, your proverbial. Yeah, I suppose it strikes me, is it worth having a thermal printer in the van? Maybe. It's not like yes or no, don't touch it. It's like if you like. And I'm like, there we go. Leachy says, I do wonder if you get your initial investment back. I only see one in 50 jobs that say they need to print documents. I have a couple where they say you must print paperwork and attach to boxes. That's new. One of them I taped to the boxes. When I arrived at the Gatwick cargo point, the tape failed. I recommended getting some clear parcel tape. Again, you know, sort of why? You know, sort of, are we just not getting the verdict? Like, hang on, lads. I'm a courier driver. I pick up stuff that I don't know what it is. They just say, pick those boxes up. I drive them somewhere and I drop them off. That's what I do, you know, sort of like, but while you're at it, could you please collate everything into alphabetical order and then stack the boxes sort of in colour of the rainbow? No, put it in the van. I'll drive it somewhere else. Sort it out. That's what we do. And finally, user CB, Joyce name, says, good luck picking up at Heathrow with a printed photo or getting them to print one for you. Yeah, that's kind of that. So, have you got, what do they call it? Company ID. No, but hang on a second. There you go. I don't think that's going to wash. Company ID. That's another one. Should you carry company ID? Should you get company ID? Maybe. Sometimes. Probably. If you live in the M25 Heathrow area, live near Gatwick, maybe. For some people, yes. I went to some firm the other day and they said it requires two forms of ID. And it was at that point I realised, I thought, I used to carry my passport with me. I don't do it anymore. So all I had was my driving licence, but I also had my driver's CPC card. I went, there you go, got that as well. And I was waiting for it to go, oh, yeah, we don't accept that, mate. And he was like, yeah, it's fine. So that was some firm over Heathrow. That's kind of one of them air freighty type of things. I mean, again, but then you don't want to drive all the way to the job, go to pick it up and go, no, you can't let you in, mate, because they're not going to pay you. Because you need your 2 bits of ID, so... Maybe it's time to stick the passport back in the truck. It just seems like a lot of palaver, you know? Really? So, that brings us neatly onto this week's Wise Guys.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Paul Oldfield says, oh, is this to do with, and I've checked it out, so I think it's at the A3 or something like that. It's Junction 10 on the M25 where everything queues is Guildford. Everything queues go off for Guildford. And... Everyone's turning left, and the queue's massive, and it's sort of everything bottlenecks around the 25 at that point. He said, that's what happens every morning, A21 junction, the M25, about a mile before the junction. The vehicles start jumping lanes, and it actually stops the traffic on the A21, which is dangerous to say the least. Oh, and they're thinking about a wet timing belt. I didn't know anything about a wet timing belt on a transit. He says, don't go there. The wet timing belt, they ran the belt from the crankshaft to the oil pump, which is emerged in the engine, which emerged in engine oil in the sump. The trouble is that anyone with any kind of mechanical knowledge knows that rubber deteriorates in oil. So when the belt starts to deteriorate, bits of the belt block up the oil, pick up in the sump, causing oil starvation, which blows it all to kingdom come. One of the main problems is the type of oil they put in the engine, 4 litre oil. The wet belt is around 70 to 80 pounds due to lack of maintenance. So I think what they're saying is something to do with the mechanics is the timing belt, or one of the belts, ends up running through the oil. That doesn't sound right, does it? I say, get a Mercedes. It's got a crank chain. doesn't have that. But again, unfortunately, when it comes down to mechanics, you know, I just turn the key and it goes, or it doesn't. I mean, I think I'd struggle fitting windscreen wipers once. So I'm not proud of the fact I'm not good at things, mechanical things, but I'm not good at mechanical things. And when I do try mechanical things, they break. So I leave that to the professionals, people like Paul Arlfield. Thanks for the comment. This week's trucks. David 45 HGV says, what rate for 18 tonners at the moment? It's on the Courier Exchange. Is it still around £3.50 or has it increased or decreased? I would say it was never really around £3.50. I would say on a 7.5 tonne, it's about £2.50, and on an 18 tonne, around £3. Having said that, it depends what amount of jobs you want to win. And again, it's that imponderables, isn't it? Where's it going? Is it a short job? Is it a long job? Is it going to Lincoln? Does it need to be picked up at 5 o'clock at night? Has it got a booking time? There's so much more to it. But to me, I always think you get £3.50, I think, would be top end. Or maybe £3.50 is kind of middle-ish. But if you want to win the jobs, £3 kind of does the trick. It's just my opinion. It's not set in stone. It's what I do. Could be wrong. Probably am. This week's miscellaneous. Where are we? Open Your Lies says... Oh, this was to do with when you fill up at a petrol station. They used to take a quid and then take the money a week later or a day later. They take all the money. There's no way of getting it for a pound. It would be easy just to drive off without paying. Can't drive off without paying because that's stealing. And if they catch you, they'll put you in prison, which isn't very nice. As for the taking a pound, no, they don't anymore. No, that thing's long gone because I sometimes fill up on the way to work, put my card in. I've got a Monzo card. I've got Monzo. Recommend Monzo bank account. It's good. And they literally, they authorise it. And then it just comes straight out of your bank. So that was just something, again, I did way back in the day. I've forgotten how long I've been doing this. Obviously, things that were there are not there anymore, which means more videos. Bless you. Thanks for watching. Josh Shaw says, oh, this was to do with, you know, the best man you can get. Oh, reminds me. Totally forgot. The best lot man you can get. Mind you, didn't email me. The best lorry you can get is with... He's got an 09 Iveco daily until 23 when it was sold. Never had a problem. Regular servicing is the key. My mate Giuseppe up the road has got an 18-ton DAF for sale. This vehicle has had a brand new... It was under warranty from DAFs. It's had a brand new engine, brand new turbo, knock sensors... The whole thing fits around. The whole engine, not a short, the whole thing. It cost DAFs 30K to fit it. He's selling it. He wants 20, double sleeper in the front. It drives like new. He wants 20K for it. It's not cheap, but it's like a brand new truck. The thing is, I said, well, why are you selling it? He said, well, when I ordered the new lorry before the engine went on this one. So now they're fitted. It's like, oh, you can carry on with the maintenance contract. Because if you buy the lorry, you can't buy a second-hand lorry and get a maintenance contract. But if you buy the lorry, because you've kind of got the contract, you can carry on paying if you want to, apparently. So you're looking at essentially a new lorry, a new DAF for about 20K. So if anyone's interested, leave a comment down below. And I'll stick it across to Giuseppe, or just contact Giuseppe at Amiga Couriers. He's based just outside of Dunstable at the top of the road. I'm sure you can Google it. Ring him, say, I'll see Pete's video on YouTube. Here you've got a truck for sale. He might have someone interested, so you might want to jump on it. See, I'm turning it a small ad, not really. I've got many for sale if anyone's interested. But sounds like a lovely lorry. Wish my firm would buy the lorry, but I don't think so. I think I've got Eloise, but Eloise is lovely too. So, and finally, in conclusion this week, JSTAC said, your Union Jack is upside down. That's the Union. That's the flag behind me in the van. No, it's not, JSTAC. My Union flag is upside down. You only get a Union Jack on board a ship. I know you're allowed to call a Union flag a Union Jack. I'm just a little bit pernickety like that. My granddad was in the Navy. He flew a Union Jack. I fly a Union flag. Is he upside down? Probably. I get most things wrong. Still, bank holiday, everybody. Enjoy the sunshine. Great British weather. I bought stuff for the barbecue. Might have to turn it into some sort of salad-y thing. And then back to it on Tuesday. Back to taking care, taking money.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavour. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine & Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.